Study the words of God as mutual encouragement.
我们先来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's first turn to First Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Excuse me, First Thessalonians chapter 5.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
五章二十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 23.
愿受平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。保罗写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会。
Here Paul wrote a letter to the church in Thessalonica，
说要在信仰上追求完全成圣。
That they should keep themselves blameless and pursue holiness.
啊，包括我们的灵魂身体呀，都能够没有可指责。
It says, "May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless."
啊，将来就能够安然见主。
At the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
到底灵魂体是什么
？And so, what is this spirit, soul, and body?
啊，有时候觉得很抽象。
Some people would think this is a rather abstract concept.
啊，但是灵魂体呀，跟我们的灵修、跟我们得救都有直接关系。
But our spirit and soul and our body, they all related to our salvation.
啊，所以我们今天早上就来学习呀，灵魂体全然成圣。
And so this morning, I'd like to study the topic of spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless.
啊，到底灵魂体是什么
？And so, what exactly are this the spirit, body, and soul?
啊，虽然我们人带着肉体呀，啊，我们对我们自己呀，有时候的了解还是不够。
And so, with our own physical body, sometimes it's hard for us to even understand ourselves.
一般唯物论的看法是，人跟一般的物质是一样的。
People who believe in materialism would say that a human being is no different from other creation or creatures.
啊，认为人就是只有一个物质的身体上的存在
，That is our physical body, but is nothing but a living organism.
啊，人离开世界以后啊，就好像那个树木啊，好像动物就死掉，就没有了。
And when a person dies, will be just like other living organisms. You'll decay and then just no more.
啊，因为他们认为人只是物质上的存在。
For they believe that our existence is only the physical existence.
有的人就问说，灵魂你看不到，灵魂在哪里
？Some people will say, "Well, you cannot see a soul. So where is a soul?"
啊，但是我们知道啊。我们说我啊，啊这个我在哪里
？And when people say I, where is this I?
这个是我的手，这是我的头啊， this, 我在哪里
？And this is my hand, and this is my head, but where is I?
你说你有爱心，这个爱心存在哪里
？And if you say that you have love, where does love store in you?
啊，所以不只是物质上的存在。
Therefore, our existence is not just merely physical.
所以圣经很清楚告诉我们，人除了这个身体啊，还有灵魂的存在。
Therefore, a Bible tells us that instead of just having the physical body, we also have the spirit and soul.
我们中文的圣经啊，因为在翻译上的问题。
The Chinese Bible, due to its translation deficiencies,
有时候把灵魂呐啊混淆了
，and sometimes it will mix the word spirit and soul.
有时候把它统称叫做灵魂
，and sometimes use two words as one.
啊，有时候灵跟魂的翻译，有时候翻作灵，有时候又翻作魂
，and sometimes it interchange between spirit and soul during the translation.
啊，但是你如果读英文的圣经，或是看原文的。
But if we study the English Bible or the original text,
灵魂体啊是分得很清楚的。
There is a distinction between spirit, soul, and body.
所以我们说啊，人是灵魂体三个元素组成的。So
we say human being is consist of spirit, soul, and body.
灵是属神的。Spirit
belongs to God.
我们人良心的作用，良心呐，就是灵的作用。And
so our conscience, it's a work of the spirit.
我们看箴言20章。Let's
turn to Proverbs chapter 20.
27节。
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27.
箴言20章27节。
Proverbs chapter 20, verse
27。说人的灵是神的灯，来鉴察人的心腹。所以啊，人有良心。
Verse 27 said, "The Lamb of God searches the spirit of a man."
这个良心啊，就是因为人有灵而所发出的功效。
And because the spirit of God will show its effect with our conscience.
而是目的就是要来引导人呐，走正路，啊，来鉴察人的心。
The Bible says it searches out its his inmost being to provide a correct guidance.
我们看耶利米书第3章20节。Let's
turn to Third John.
耶利米书3章20节。
First John chapter 3 verse 20.
3章20节。
Chapter 3 verse 20.
我们的心就责备我们，神比我们的心大。 一切是没有不知道的。21节。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧啦。说神让我们有良心啊，就是有灵在我们身上。
And so here says God give us a conscience to rebuke us, it is to have his spirit in us.
如果我们凭良心做事情啊，我们心里会很坦然。
And if we do things according to our conscience, and then we would we feel rightful.
我们如果做坏事，我们良心会感到很不安。
And if we do something bad, our conscience often would feel bad.
所以啊，神把这个良心放在我们的心里面。And
therefore, God placed this conscience within us.
让我们啊能够知道是非善恶。So
that we would know what is right and what is wrong.
人会感到有荣耀，有羞耻心。We
would feel ashamed or we would feel honor.
这个都是出于灵的表现，这是人跟动物不一样的地方。And
so this is the work of the human spirit. Which is different from that of animals.
那这个灵啊，就是来管理我们人跟神之间的啊事情。And
the spirit also governs our relationship with God.
因为人有灵啊，所以有一种属灵的智慧，一种悟性，能够了解有关神的事情。Because
we have the spirit, therefore we can make an effort to understand the things of God.
我们看罗马书1章19节。Let's
turn to Romans chapter 1 verse 19.
罗马书1章19节。Romans
chapter 1 verse 19.
说神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人的心里面，因为神已经给他们显明了。所以人有神的灵。
Verse 19 says, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. And because God gave us the spirit inside, so we know to search out for God and to worship God. And so God had put the matters of God in human hearts.
这个都是神给人有灵，这个灵的一种属灵的。
And so this is because God gives us a spirit and then we have the spiritual understanding.
那再来谈这个魂啊，魂就是我们人的本我。
And what is soul? And soul is our self.
人内心啊，生活的一些基本要素。
And it governs our essential daily living.
比如说人有爱情，有欲望。
And such as our desire for love and to be loved and desires.
有情感会知道痛苦欢乐.
And we have emotions, we know what's joy and we know what's fear and what's pain.
有活泼的意志.
And we have determinations.
那所以这个 魂啊，就是对于我们自己人本身的自我感觉啊、自觉啊有关系的。And
so, the soul has to do with our self-awareness.
包括人的思想、人的感情跟意志这种生命的现象。And
including our thoughts, our emotions, and our personal feeling, which exhibit through our daily lives.
所以圣经里面说，神造人本来是用尘土造。
And so Bible tells us that we were created with dust.
神从这个鼻孔啊吹一口气，说人就成了有灵的活人，这是中文的翻译，有灵的活人。
And Bible tells us that for God breathed His spirit into this man, and he became a living being.
但是呢，在英文的圣经是活着的魂 living soul.
And so, or he became a living soul.
就是有神生命的活魂呐。
That is a living soul that has the spirit of God.
所以人因为有神是个这个魂呐，所以人有各种生命的现象表现出来。
And because we have the soul in us, therefore we would show all signs of life.
我们说亚当犯罪。 神说啊，你吃善恶果的日子一定死。
And so, for God has said that the day you eat the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die.
但他的肉体没有马上死掉。
Physically, Adam did not die immediately.
难道啊，神讲的话都空了吗？
So can we say that God did not fulfill His promise?
不是的。
No.
而是人那个魂呐死掉了。
But rather, the soul of human being.
啊，怎么人魂死掉了？就是人的魂的生命跟神那个永恒的生命就隔绝掉了。
And that is, there's no relationship between the soul of man with the spirit of God.
啊，所以就失掉了永远的生命。
And which will lose the eternal life.
啊，所以虽然肉体过来还活到900多岁。
So even though physically Adam lived to 900 some years old.
啊，但实际上啊，他犯罪的时候，他就跟神的永远生命脱离关系。
Then, but the moment that he sinned against God, he no longer is attached to the eternal life.
啊，后来经过了900多年以后啊，后来他的肉体也死掉了，啊，就失掉了肢体，啊，就身体就没有办法活动了。
And then after 900 some years, his physical body also died, and then he lost ability to live.
那所以人离开了神以后啊，啊，在神来看说，人已经丧掉那个生命了。And
so from God's perspective, when a person sins, he already lost his life.
所以有一个人来对主耶稣说啊，主耶稣啊，啊，我先回去埋葬我的父亲，然后我来跟随你。
And so a person came to talk to Jesus and says, Lord, allow me to bury my father, then I will come and follow you.
主耶稣说啊，任凭死人去埋葬死人。And
Lord Jesus said, let the dead bury their own dead.
啊，当然有的人啊，没有办法了解说主耶稣怎么讲这种好像很刻薄的话。
And some people could not understand why would Jesus say something so insensitive.
哎，当然这个话有很多的意义在里面。And
there are many a meaning to this word.
一方面是说啊，这个肉体死掉的人，我们一般看起来比较可怕。And
so usually people are afraid of dead corpse.
啊，所以他要被埋葬。And
so he will be buried.
啊，但是那个要埋葬死人的。 虽然我们看起来他是活得好好的，但是在神眼中来看。 他已经上吊了，永恒的生命了。
And but even though the person who was alive physically, even and but from God's perspective, he has no eternal life.
肉体活着，但是魂已经死掉了，在神看也是死人。
And so physically he's alive, but if his soul is no longer attached with God, he is considered a dead person.
当然，埋葬父亲呐，尽孝道，这个是。这个是好的。
And of course, we need to fulfill the duty of burying our own family.
啊，但是啊，让父亲在活着的时候，让他有机会啊，来得到救恩，让他灵命能够活起来啊，领受道理，这个比他啊，比去埋葬父亲呐、啊、还重要。
And but it is more important that if we can preach to our family members so that they can also resurrect the end days.
所以有的人呢、啊，听到道理说，哇，这个道理很好。
And some people would say, "Oh, this is good teaching."
啊，但是我现在没有办法洗礼啊。
But I cannot get baptized right now.
啊，我要等我父母亲呐、啊，啊，年纪大了，离世以后，我才自由了，我才来信主。
And maybe I have to wait till my parents allow me, or until they pass away, then maybe I can come and believe.
啊，这是很大的不孝。
And this is actually very unpious.
你自己得到道理了，你可以得救得永生。
This is not you're saved and then have salvation.
你不赶快把这个道理传给你的父母亲，让他们也能够得救。
And so what we should do is preach the gospel to our parents so that they could be saved.
而是说让他们哪离世了以后，我才信良主耶，我才来信耶稣，这个是不对的观念。
Or we do not want to wait until our parents pass away, then we feel like we can come and believe in Jesus.
因为信主啊，就是要得到这个永远的生命。
Because when we come to believe in Jesus, is to have eternal life.
他说我们信主啊，说重生。
And so when we come to believe in Jesus, we call ourselves to be born again.
因为你受洗的时候，你的罪啊已经得到赦免了。
Because during baptism, our sins been forgiven.
啊，所以神重新把魂的生命啊。是给我们，让我们跟神那个永恒的生命又连属在一起。
And so now our soul once again could be attached to the life of God.
重新得到新生命啊，能够得到永恒的生命。
And to have a new life in Christ, which will give us eternal life.
让我们能够跟神那个永恒的生命啊连接在一起。
That we can be attached to the eternal life of God.
所以圣经里面说。这个受洗重生，这个叫做第一次的复活。
Therefore, Bible records that our baptism and be born again, this is the first resurrection.
因为你跟神的生命连上关系了，所以将来就能够承受永生。
Because we're now attached our life with God, and so at the end days we will inherit.
这就是我们的魂。
And this is the our soul.
另外第三个部分呢，就是我们的肉体，我们身体上的各样白体、各样器官。
And then is the physical body which governs our the living organisms.
这个是看得见的，你可以摸得到的。
And this is something that you can touch and you can see and feel.
但是这个身体的存在啊，受到时间跟空间的限制。
But our physical body is constrained by time and space.
所以人的身体啊，就是人跟外在的事物啊接触的一个媒介。
And so our physical body is the medium for us to interact with the world.
我们可以借着触觉，借着感官呐、啊，来了解啊，接触到外在的世界。
And so through our sense of smell, our sense of touch, we can interact with the world.
我们的身体是可善可恶的工具。
And our body can do evil or it can do good.
人的犯罪啊，就是魂的作用。
And so when we perform evil, sometimes that's the work of our soul.
因为魂呐、啊。不愿意顺服神的旨意啊，就得罪神了 这个借着身体啊，就表现出来。
And so our soul is unwilling to submit to the will of God, instead want to do his own thing, and then through its body, we perform evil.
所以身体啊变成犯罪的工具啊，
And then our body will become an instrument of performing evil.
因为人的这个身体是尘土所造的。
And because our body is made of dust.
说最后离开世界的时候就要归回尘土。
And so when we depart from this world, our body will return to dust.
所以保罗就说人最后离开世界就好像这个 一个帐篷把它拆毁掉。
So Paul said that when we departed from the world, will be just like this tent being destroyed.
我们这个身体好像一个帐篷。
So our body is like a tent.
然后我们的灵魂就住在这个身体里面。
And so our body is living in this tent.
灵魂才是真正的本我。
And so the soul is our true self.
所以这个身体这个帐篷拆毁掉。 但是我们的灵魂不消失的。And
so even though the tent is no more, but our soul remain.
这是人的灵魂体从圣经里面的观念。And
so this is the difference between spirit, soul, and body.
这个灵魂体跟我们的灵修有什么关系？
And so what has the spirit, soul, and body to do with spiritual cultivation?
我们刚刚谈到说这个灵是属神的，是良善的。
We mentioned that the spirit belongs to God and it is good.
借着良心可以分别善恶是非。
And through our conscience, we're able to discern right from wrong.
如果我们能够凭着良心本性就能够行出善来。
And so if we can act according to our conscience, and then we can start doing what is good.
我们看罗马书第二章。
Please turn to the book of Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章14节跟15节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 14 and 15.
14节。
Verse 14.
没有律法的外邦人若顺着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。15节。15。这是显出律法的功用刻在他们心里面，他们是非之心做见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，后以为是或以为非。 这里讲到说，犹太人神留给他们一个成文的律法。And
here says that the Jewish people, God gave them a written law.
所以让他们很清楚知道，一个人对神、对人当尽的本分是什么。So
they know clearly what is the basic duty to men and to God.
对一些不是犹太人来讲。So
for the non-Jewish people,
虽然人不认识神，不晓得律法。So
even though people do not know about God and do not know about the law.
说人给人有一个是非之心。But
God still give us a conscience.
所以他们凭着良心知道说什么是对的，什么是不对的。And
their conscience bear witness that what is right and what is wrong.
一个人如果能够凭着良心本性去 行，他就能够行出善来。And
so if a person would act according to his conscience, then he may do what is good.
这个魂是刚刚讲到魂是可善可恶的。
But the soul could be both evil or bad.
这个魂如果听从灵的
If the soul listen to the guidance of the spirit,
就是能够顺服良心本性,
that is, if the soul is able to submit to the conscience,
能够体贴圣灵,
and able to submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
身体的表现就是良善,
and so what a person shows then would be good.
如果体贴肉体,
but if he obeys the physical desires,
所表现出来
Then what he shows is indulge in the flesh.
所以福恩就是我们的自我，我们可以选择善，也可以选择恶。
Therefore, our soul could be both good or bad.
这个身体就表现出来。
And it shows up in our actions through our physical body.
我们灵修的功夫就是靠着圣灵引导。 听从神的话，按照圣灵来行事。
So spiritual cultivation means our inner soul able to submit to the Holy Spirit and His guidance and to work and.
我们就会成为一个属灵的人。
And then we can become a spiritual person.
我们就会有美好的灵性在我们身上。
Then we would have a good spirituality.
啊，反过来讲，如果我们没有做灵修的功夫
，So on the contrary, if we do not cultivate ourselves spiritually,
我们灵性啊，有时候放纵败坏啊。
And sometimes we let our soul corrupt and do bad.
啊，所以各种不好的啊。生活行为就在人的身上表现出来。
And you will show in our physical actions all kind of bad behaviors and bad habits.
好像一块田地一样。
And just like a field.
如果我们努力去经营啊，把一些杂草、树头把它除掉。
And if we work hard to remove all the rocks and all the weeds.
啊，我们啊，好好的经营啊，它就变成一块肥田啊，可以。说成很多的东西。
And if we cultivate this farm, and then this farm will produce good crops.
啊，如果我们呢、啊、放纵它，随便它去长出很多很多的杂草荆棘。
But if we do not cultivate the land and just let the land be desolate, and then there'll be many weeds.
啊，最后这一块田呢、啊、就荒废掉了。
There'll be many weeds and other non-crops occupying the land, and then the farm will be no good.
我们人的心也是一块啊新的田地。
And so our heart is like a farmland.
啊，如果我们呢、啊、努力的做灵修啊，去经营啊。啊，就变成一个属灵的良田。
And so if we pay attention to cultivate ourselves, and then it can become a field that's usable by God.
啊，就能够结出很多很多的属灵的果子来。
And capable of bearing many good spiritual fruit.
他说我们信主以后啊，我们受洗。
And so after we believe in Jesus and we're baptized,
所以我们呢已经啊从这个罪的权势已经得到释放了。
And so we're now released from the domain of sin.
我们呢、啊、罪不在我们身上做王。
And so sin no longer controls us.
因为我们不在律法之下，我们是在神的恩典之下。
Because we're now not under the law, but under the grace of God.
因为我们过去的所有的罪案罪行啊，主耶稣的恩典完全把我们涂抹掉了。
And so all our previous sins and transgressions, the blood of Jesus now cleansed away.
啊，罪不在我们身上啊，来辖住我们了。
So no longer sin will control us.
啊，所以我们可以恢复做一个自由人。
Therefore, we can become a free person again.
啊，所以我们主要立志啊，啊，我们就可以不犯罪。
So if we determine and decide to follow the Spirit of God, then we can live a life without sin.
因为受洗是从撒旦的权下归向真神。
Because once you're baptized into Christ, you're now escaped from the control of Satan, but into the domain of God.
脱离了律法的束缚啊，律法的定罪，在神的恩典里面。
No longer you'll be condemned under the law, but will be under the mercy of God.
啊，所以罪不再做我们的王了。
So sin will no longer have control over us.
啊，但是我们不能，我们信主不能够以说我不要犯罪就好。
And but after we believe in Jesus, we cannot just say, "Well, I just try not to commit sin."
我们要更积极的，能够把身体当作义的器具呀、啊。啊，积极的行善来结果子。
We should instead use our body as an instrument of good to bear more fruit.
啊，所以我们就要靠圣灵帮助啊，啊能够积极的行善。
Therefore, we need the assistance of the Holy Spirit to do what is good.
因为圣灵会给我们力量，让我们生命能够更新变化。
Because Holy Spirit will give us the strength so that we can transform and renew.
啊，让我们有力量啊，把各样的美好品德啊，啊在我们身上把它彰显出来。
So that we can have the power to show the glory of God.
所以神造我们人啊。给我们有自由意志。
Therefore, God created mankind, and to give us free will.
神造的人呐、啊，本来是中性的，可善可恶的。
And so, this man could be good or bad.
啊，就由我们呐、啊， 有一个自由意志，自由去选择。
And so man can decide what he wants to become.
我们可以选择听从神的话，也可以选择不听神的话。
We can choose to obey God, or we can choose to go against God.
所以神造了亚当夏娃以后
，So after Adam and Eve were created,
神就跟他讲说啊，那个善恶树的果子不可以吃。
God told them that do not eat the fruit of the knowledge of.
吃了以后必定死。
For the day you eat it, you shall surely die.
亚当夏娃可以选择吃，也可以选择不吃。
And so Adam and Eve can choose.Choose to eat or not to eat.
因为神给人有这选择的自由。
Because God gives us the freedom of choice.
但是很可惜啊，亚当夏娃他们选择不听神的话，去听魔鬼的话。
Unfortunately, Adam and Eve they chose not to listen to the words of God, but the words of the evil one.
所以后来就犯罪了，被定罪了。
And as a result, there were sin. They sinned and they were condemned.
我们信主以后也是一样。
And so after we believe in Jesus, we should be like this.
因为罪不再做我们的王了，所以我们可以得到自由了。
And sin no longer.Becomes sin no longer control us, and we now have freedom in Christ.
所以我们可以选择我们体谅圣灵，按照圣灵的旨意来行事。
So we can be more freely to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这样我们的身体就可以做义的器具。能够发光结果子。
Then our body can be an instrument of righteousness and to bear fruit and shine light.
所以各样的善行就可以在我们身上表现出来。
And then all kinds of good deeds could be manifested through our physical body.
但是如果我们选择体贴肉体，为着满足自己身体上的私欲。
But if we choose to satisfy our physical desires,
最后就放纵犯罪就会被神弃。
The end result is often in self-indulgence and all kind of evil deeds that may eventually be rejected by God.
所以这个灵修的功夫就是帮助我们能够体贴圣灵的旨意，来借着圣灵来。自主肉体上的情欲。
And so the work of spiritual cultivation is so that through the power of Holy Spirit we can stop living in sin and always be a slave to our physical desires.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Roman chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Roman chapter 8.
第五节。
Verse 5.
罗马书八章第五节。
Roman chapter 8, verse 5.
说因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。第六节。
Six.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。第七节。
Seven.
原来体贴肉体的就是以神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服。而且属肉体的人不能够得到神的喜欢。这里讲到说我们现在信主了以后有圣灵在我们身上。
Roman chapter 8 verse 5 to 7 here it says that now that we believe and baptize the Holy Spirit lives in us.
圣灵是要帮助我们给我们力量有力量来完成这个灵修的功夫。
And so Holy Spirit will give us the strength to complete the work of spiritual cultivation.
所以我们有了圣灵帮助以后，我们那个内在的灵这个那个良心会更加的敏感。
And so with the system, the Holy Spirit will be more sensitive to our conscience.
如果我们心思意念都体贴圣灵，按照圣灵的感动来行事。
And if we always act according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
所以我们就更加的完全最后能够得到永生。
And then we'll be more perfect, and then receive eternal life.
但是有的人他消灭圣灵的感动。
But many people they choose to distinguish the movement of the Holy Spirit.
有时候圣灵在感动我们要知道，要教导我们走在正路上，叫我们要拒绝罪恶，但是我们
Many times the Spirit of God tells us to do what is good, but we choose to not obey it and go the other way. And we instead want to follow what our hearts and our physical desire. And if we continue to live like this, we'll be rejected by God. And so in our work of spiritual cultivation,
怎么样, 常常让圣灵充满, 啊,
so we need to strive to have the Holy Spirit in us and be filled by the Holy Spirit so we can reject the evil, the desire. And so that our spirit may improve and be more perfect.
啊, 这是我们呢,
and so that's the direction that we should all work towards.
啊, 当然一个人的灵性啊, 不是说, 信主几天以后就完成了。
And so for a person to improve spiritually is not a matter of how long he's been
believing. 灵修是我们一生的事情。
And so spiritual cultivation is a lifelong practice.
所以我们看到说有的年轻人啊, 比较血气方刚。
And many young people are more energetic.
还有说啊, 啊, 言理上行为上啊, 比较冲动一点,
and so they may be more upfront and more direct in their speech and actions.
啊, 年纪大了以后啊, 这个欲望减少了,
but once they get older, they're less aggressive.
啊, 就渐渐啊, 比较不会犯罪了,
and they will gradually sin less.
啊, 但是如果说我们能够积极追求灵修成长,
but if we can pursue for a spiritual progression,
啊, 就能够缩短这个灵性成长的时间,
and then we can have better spiritual growth.
啊, 不必等到年纪大, 灵性才会完全,
we don't have to wait till we're very old to become better in life.
所以保罗交代提摩太说, 你要鼓励年轻人,
therefore Paul encourage Timothy that you should encourage the young people,
要逃避少年人的私欲,
and to escape from the desire of youth,
还要跟你这样清心祷告的人,
but rather make friends with people who are pure in heart and in prayers,
啊, 一起来追求啊, 公义信德跟仁爱,
and to pursue after love, righteousness, and mercy.
所以这个年轻人啊, 他们如果在灵性上有在追求啊, 注重灵修的功夫,
so even if a young person a desire to pursue for spiritual growth,
啊, 虽然年纪年轻啊, 但是他有美好的灵性啊, 啊, 这可以成为众圣徒的榜样,
and even though this person may be very young, but he can still be viewed as an example for others to follow.
啊, 所以保罗就对提摩太说啊, 要在言理, 行为, 信心, 爱心, 清洁上啊, 啊, 要追求美好的榜样。
And so Paul encouraged Timothy to be an example in love, in holiness and purity, to glorify God.
啊, 这是我们在灵修追求的五个重要的方向。
And so these are important directions in our pursuit of spiritual cultivation.
啊, 说我们有注重灵修的话, 我们的灵性啊, 就是里面的人啊, 啊, 就能够强壮起来。
And if we continue to improve our spirit, then our inner being will be stronger and more closer to God. And then we will live an abundant spiritual life.
啊, 这个灵魂体跟我们的得救有什么样的关系?
So what does the spirit, soul, and our body have to do with our salvation?
我们刚刚谈到说啊, 我们的 这个身体是土造的, 所以人离, 离开世界以后, 将来这个肉体要归土。
And we mentioned that our body is made of dust, so that when we depart from the world, our physical body will return to dust.
啊, 对一个得救的人跟不得救的人, 他的灵跟魂的归宿是不一样的。
But for a person who is saved with those who is not saved, their final destination is different.
啊, 所以在约翰福音主耶稣说啊, 时候将到啊,
In the book of John, it says, when the time comes, those who are buried in the grave will also resurrect.
有的人复活得生，但是有的人复活来又要被定罪。
Some people will resurrect and gain eternal life, but others will resurrect, be condemned and eternally.
那个就是最后啊。 人得救跟不得救，他灵魂的归宿不一样。
And so that's the difference between a person who is saved and is not saved. That is the final resting place of their soul will be different.
对一个得救的人来讲啊，灵魂体啊，都能够得救进天堂跟主同在。
And for a person who is saved, his spirit and his soul and his body will all be saved in heaven kingdom.
所以当一个人离世了以后啊，肉体归土。
And so when a person dies, his body turned to dust.
但是他的灵魂啊，在乐园里面啊，跟主同在。
But his spirit, his soul, will rest in paradise with the Lord.
所以我们看到说那个强盗啊，在十字架，在主耶稣的旁边。
And the Bible records there was a robber who was crucified next to Jesus.
他求主耶稣说啊，当你得国的时候，求你能够纪念我。
And the robber prayed to the Lord, say, when your kingdom comes, please remember me.
主耶稣跟他讲说啊，今天你就要跟我一起在乐园里了。
And Lord Jesus answered him, say, today you shall be with me in paradise.
在乐园啊，是得救的人啊，在那里安息的地方。
And so paradise is the place where the people who are saved await for the second coming.
他说，等到主耶稣再临的时候。
And so when Jesus comes again,
主要从乐园的地方啊，把那些得救的人啊，把他们带来。
And Lord will bring those who await in paradise to His throne.
他们的灵魂体啊，通通要复活。
To His kingdom, and then their spirit, soul, and their body will all resurrect.
然后被主接到空中，然后进到天国，永远跟主同在。
And they'll be taken up to heaven to be with the Lord forever.
所以人离世以后，暂时在那个乐园里面，在那安息。So
a person who is saved after he dies, he will rest in paradise.
虽然这个肉体啊，这个土造的身体啊，归土了。And
so this physical body is no more and returned to dust.
但是神会赐给我们一个属灵的身体。But
God will give us a new body, a new spiritual body.
那个身体啊，说跟主耶稣。
And this new spiritual body will be just like the resurrected Jesus body.
那个是超越时间空间的。
This body has no limitation of space and time.
我们来看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
五章第一节，Chapter 5, Verse 1。我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷就拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人所造，人所造，在天上永存的房屋。第二节，Verse 2。我们在这帐篷里面叹息。 深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服；倘若穿上被遇见的时候，就不至于赤身了。第四节，Verse 4。我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并未愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个。 好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。这里讲到说，我们这个身体好像帐篷一样。And
from verse 1 to 4, it says our body is like a tent.
所以这个身体是土造的。
And so
这个帐篷要拆毁掉,
our body is made of dust, and one day the tent will be destroyed.
啊, 神会赐给我们一个永存的房屋啊,
but God will now, in exchange for this tent, an eternal dwelling place.
啊, 这是一个属灵的身体,
an eternal house in heaven, and this is a spiritual body.
啊, 所以在哥林多前书15章,
and so in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
说所栽种的是为朽坏的, 但是 复活的是不朽坏的.
What was planted was corruptible, but what resurrected is incorruptible.
啊, 所以, 本来是那个废朽坏的身体, 但是复活来以后啊, 啊, 变成一个不朽坏, 荣耀的灵体.
What was previously a corruptible body, but now after resurrection, an incorruptible spiritual body.
啊, 这个是非常稀奇的, 超过一般科学的理解啊.
And of course, this is beyond scientific understanding.
有的人说啊, 有的人已经死掉了几千年了,
Some people will say, this guy has been dying for thousands of years. How can he resurrect?
啊, 但圣经里面说啊, 我们将来复活是靠着神那个, 啊, 复活的大能。
And the Bible tells us that in the end days, the resurrection rely on the great power of resurrection.
神都可以在无当中啊, 创造这么奇妙的宇宙万物啦。
And if God can create everything out of nothing,
啊, 人离世又神让他活过来, 在神来讲也是非常容易的事情。
And to resurrect someone who even died thousands of years ago is possible.
所以这是我们啊, 信主最大的盼望。
And so this is the greatest hope in believing in Jesus.
所以我们的身体将来要得赎, 能够得到一个荣耀的灵体。
That one day, though we die, but we will receive a new body, a spiritual body.
啊, 将来跟神永远同在, 啊, 实在是好,
and we will be in heaven with God, a place that's far better than any place.
所以有时候我们带着肉体在世界上为主受了一些苦。
So sometimes we have sufferings in this world, physically or
maybe.
The sufferings, the physical suffering in this world, they're temporary.
将来要承受那个极重无比永远的荣耀。
One day we shall receive the eternal glory from God.
所以我们能够得到那个荣耀，世界上的苦啊，说算不了什么，不足介意啊。
And in order to receive this eternal life, this the temporary suffering it doesn't mean much.
对于不得救的人来讲，
but for those who are not saved,
我们看传道书12章，
let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
传道书12章，
Ecclesiastes chapter 12,
第七节，
verse 7.
传道书12章第7节，
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7.
说尘土能归于地， 灵归是灵的神。
Verse 7, it says, and the dust returned to the ground it came from, and the spirit returned to God.
相当一个人啊, 离世了以后, 这是主不得救的人啊。
And so this is for someone who is not saved. And
他的身体要归尘土。
His body shall return to dust.
但是灵啊, 神收回去。
The spirit will return to God.
因为身体属地的属土的。
Because the body belongs to the dust.
但是人的这个灵啊, 是属神的。
But the spirit of God belongs to God.
因为这个灵啊, 是从神来, 是善的, 所以 神会把它收回去。
And because the spirit came from God, it is good, so God will take it back.
啊, 所以我们举个例子来讲呢。
And so for example,
啊, 警察是维持治安的。
And so a police is to protect and serve.
所以一个犯罪的人啊, 警察会把他抓起来, 把他关起来。
And so if someone had committed a crime, the police would lock him up.
啊, 那个犯罪的人啊, 他要受审判。
And so,
受刑罚,
so the criminals would have to go to court and then be punished.
啊, 那这个警察他是维护治安的, 他不必跟这个犯人一起去被关啊。
But the police was merely the person who enforced the law. So police doesn't have to be jailed with the criminal.
灵是从神来的, 来检查我们的心, 啊, 让你知道什么是对, 什么不对。
So our human spirit came from God so that we would know what is right and what is wrong.
啊, 你既然不听神的话, 啊, 所以要 受刑罚下阴间了，灵不必跟你去了。
And so, if you refuse to listen and obey God, then you, if you're suffering, in Hades, then the spirit of God would not go with you.
所以不得救的人呢，灵神收回。
And so those who are not saved, the spirit will return to God.
最后他的身体跟符文呢、啊，要下阴间。
And but his body and his soul will suffer in Hades.
啊，经过审判以后，到地狱里面受永腐的刑罚。
So、after judgment, he'll suffer eternal condemnations.
我们看马太福音第十章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10,
28
verse 28.
马太福音十章二十八节
Matthew 10:28
这个中文的翻译哈、哦，是翻灵魂。在英文的圣经是讲魂。
And Matthew chapter 10 verse 28 is used the word soul.
说那身体不能够杀魂的，不要怕他。唯有把身体和魂灭在地狱里面的，才要怕他。
Verse 28 says, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell."
啊，所以不得救的人呐、啊，身体跟魂呐、啊，是要下地狱里面去。
And so those who are, those who are not saved, his body and soul will suffer in hell.
啊，这里当然是讲逼迫了。
And of course, here also means the persecution.
虽然人的肉体被杀了。
And even though physical body was destroyed.
啊，但是对一个得救的人呐、啊，他可以复活啊，连魂体都能够进肉眼啊，到天国。
And but a person who was saved, though he suffered in this world, his spirit and his body and soul could enjoy in heavenly kingdom.
啊，有的人呐、啊，为着要维持自己本身的肉体上的生命。
There are people who want to preserve their own lives.
啊，违背了神的命令以后啊，后来他的魂跟体呀、啊，啊，就不能得救，就到阴间里面受刑罚。
And if they live a life of disobedience to God, then their body and their soul will be condemned in hell.
啊，所以说啊，把身体跟魂呐、啊。啊，都灭在地狱里面，这是不得救的人。
And so here records the body and soul will be killed in.
所以我们今天信主最主要的目的呀、啊，就是得救得永生。
So the purpose why we believe in Jesus is so that we can be saved and have eternal life.
啊，我们要达到得救的地步。
And we want to be at the stage of being saved by God.
所以一定要在。要追求灵性的功夫。
Therefore, we need to better ourselves spiritually.
所以让我们灵魂体呀、啊、都无口之灾，全然成圣。
And so our spirit, our soul, and our body are all blameless and able to.
那我们就能够安然见主。
Then we're able to see God.
我们来唱诗389首。
Sing hymn number 389.
389.
389.
Thank you.
be seated.
我们祷告的时候，特别关心一些啊，心心软弱或者是身体有病痛的弟兄姐妹。
And so in our prayer, please remember to pray for brothers and sisters who may be physically or spiritually weak.
啊，求主特别看顾保守。
We ask our Lord Jesus to bless and guide them.
啊。 我们常常用爱心帮助他们祷告。
And let us pray for them with love.
那我们也为我们自己的本身的灵性祷告。
Let us also pray for our own spirituality.
求神的圣灵啊，常常在我们身上来帮助我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to always help us.
让我们能够完成啊，成圣的功夫。
That we can complete the work of being blameless.
让我们真正能够在灵魂体啊，都能够全然成圣。
And so that our spirit, our soul, and our body could be blameless in front of God.
我们将来在神的家里面呢，啊，享受快乐无比、永远的荣耀。
And that we may enter the glorious heavenly kingdom to be with God.
我们彼此互相代祷。
So let us all pray for one another.
愿主祝福带领我们。
May our Lord Jesus continue to guide everyone.
我们一起祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray.